independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
We're better than this, America. We are better than this. You know, I could have started anywhere today. I have a lot of stuff I want to talk about, but this was disturbing, if true. And I have no reason to believe it's not true. I don't. Adam Jones, baseball player, plays for the Orioles last night. They were in Boston. There's some bad blood between the Orioles and Boston, the Sox. We all know what alcohol can do to people. Alcohol makes us stupid. Alcohol can make us, a little bit more apt to do things that we wouldn't do sober, right? Takes away the inhibitions. But if your inhibition needs to be taken away is that you can become more of a racist asshat, how about you just never come to the park? Last night, Adam Jones, and this is the modern day and age, and I've had to defend, you know, like I look at soccer around the world. I don't think people realize that around the world, around the globe, soccer at times is still beyond racist. It's extremely anti-Semitic in certain areas of the world. And I always took pride in the fact that, you know, America, we don't have the kick-out racism campaigns that they do in soccer. We don't have these issues. And I took a lot of pride in that. And last night, the Boston fans made me go, what? Somebody dropped the N-bomb on them and they threw peanuts at them. There's only 62 African-Americans playing Major League Baseball. People say, well, there's a lot more blacks than that. African-Americans, meaning Americans that are black, all right? Black Americans playing baseball, there's only 62. Are there people from the Dominican Republic? Yes, but they're not African-Americans. Are there people from Cuba? Yes, but they're not African-Americans. Are there people from several other places that are people of color? Yes, but they're not African-Americans. Only 62 African-American players are on the field every night, Major League Baseball, that are active on the current roster. And last night was disgusting. A sport that gave us Jackie Robinson, that broke the color barrier, a sport that did that. It was absolutely disgusting to think that. And I'm, you know what, and somebody's like, man, I can't believe that happens. I'm like, you know what I'm most appalled with? Where are the fans? Where are the fans in situations like that? If I was standing next to somebody and they did that, I'd freaking go at them. May not be able to lay him out. Guy could be 500 pounds. Still go at him. That is uncalled for and disgusting. Shame on you, Boston, right? You've already got sore, whiny loser fans at times anyways, even though you guys win, you know? But this is absolutely ridiculous. This is Stephen A. Smith today on ESPN.
I thought the fan in question should have been arrested because he threw peanuts at Adam Jones. That's tantamount to assault. What the hell do you think you're doing? You know, so I think in that regard, he should have been dealt with. I also think that if there's a way to fine him, fine. But I don't have a problem with lifetime banishment from the ballpark.
I don't have a problem with it either. I don't. In soccer, it has happened on more than numerous occasions in Europe. In fact, over the weekend, one of the biggest rivalry in sports. Take away, we think the Yankees, the Mets, the Dodgers, the Giants. These are no rivalries compared to European soccer rivalries. This weekend, over the past weekend, two teams that play in Glasgow, Scotland. Celtic and Rangers. Two teams that are separated by, think about having two 60,000-seat stadiums separated by a mile or two. One team is predominantly Catholic Celtic. The other team is predominantly a Protestant club, although those lines have been mixed over the years because of how big soccer is. Scott Sinclair scored a goal. He's black this weekend. Ranger fans doing what? Monkey sounds and monkey noises. Think about that. Could you imagine that? And other fans maybe barely saying anything. After 9/11, the same rivalry. Rangers had a player by the name of Claudio Ranieri, an American kid who scored a goal. Celtic fans made airplane noises and airplane gestures crashing into the buildings literally 2 days after 9/11, 3 days after 9/11. It was disgusting. I expect more from human beings, and maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. But I tell you what, it is disgusting what happened in this day and age that people still go out there and they think it's okay, knuckle-dragging SOBs who think it's okay because what they do is they blame every problem they have on somebody else. And this is how they were raised. I don't want to hear it. You're a disgusting individual, an absolute disgusting individual. And Adam Jones has said it has happened before. And other players have complained about Boston being that way. It is absolutely disgusting.
Adam Jones is as real as it gets. He's not a scrub. He's one of only 62 African-American baseball players in Major League Baseball. A vast majority of Major League Baseball players are white. And I got news for you. The vast majority of them would stand in concert, in unison with him to decry such things.
I think more than vast. I think every Major League Baseball player. But I think so should fans. But this is more than just about a baseball game and an incident that took place. This is a disgusting act. Period. This is an absolutely disgusting act by an individual who thought it was funny. But it happens. It happens. And that's the sad thing. As far as we have moved away from the horrors of what this country was a long time ago, as far as we have moved away from many things in this country, we still look back and think we got a ways to go. Do you know it was only 25 years ago that the LA riots happened? And I'm going to share some stories with you because I worked in the LA riots. And I don't mean I was out or near there or by there. I literally worked at the riots. I was with people doing stuff for my mother's company, and the people that I was with helping, they covered us because they had guns. That's how freaky it was. It was insane. And you think how far we've come even from then, from Rodney King, from all of this stuff. And to have somebody last night do something like that is an absolute disgusting act. You're a deplorable human being. You really are. You are absolutely deplorable. And people say, well, he was probably drunk. You know what? It's tough. All that does is it takes away those inhibitions. It allows you to become more of who you really are without fear of repercussion, right? Without fear of any of these things. I think this guy needs, and with all the cameras we have everywhere, and again, I don't know how Fenway is because it's not a modern stadium. It's an old stadium. They may not have as many cameras and angles, but if they catch him, damn Skippy, his ass should be out. Period. Case closed. He shouldn't be anywhere near sports. If that's the way you feel, if that's it. You brought a black eye to the baseball team and to the city, but more importantly, you take us back when we should be moving forward.
As an African American, it needs to be pointed out that we need to be very, very careful when we label folks and castigate folks from a general perspective, you know, and we paint everybody with a broad brush. Because when a few black folks act up, the vast majority of African Americans in this country know how to act like we have some damn sense. We're law-abiding citizens, we're family-oriented and beyond. We're as fair as we're asking others to be with us. Do not taint the city of Boston in general.
Stephen A. Smith there on ESPN, and he's right. Look, it's not everybody in Boston. It was an idiot. But it just goes to show you there are still plenty of idiots out there. There are still plenty of morons out there. There are still plenty of Peckerwoods roaming the streets, dragging their knuckles, wishing it was 1955 again, feeling like, you know what? I'd say what I want. Do what I want. Absolutely disgusting. And that, I think, is being nice. We have come a very long way. We still have a ways to go. And let's be real, we're human beings. The bias in us, everybody's got a bias in some way, shape, or form, different than racism. Your bias may be, I like tall people if you're looking to date. Or I like thin people. Or like, you know, I just don't like people. I don't like people with tattoos. Whatever it is. But racism needs to go. It is antiquated, it is stupid, it is asinine. And last night, that just goes to show you, another human being here playing baseball professionally. I don't care how riled up you get. I don't care how pissed off and angry you get. I don't care how this, you know, this, you have no idea. I don't care about any of those things. You had it in you, and you did something. What else is in there? 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at chadbensonshow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. So much stuff to get to today. plenty on politics. We got the budgets done, more stuff with health care. I got a lot of stuff to get to. Also, the phone call with the Pootster that took place, right? The Pooter. The Pooter and the Trumpsters spoke today. Wait till you hear about the meeting on the Hill today and what took place on a runway before a flight. It's just insane. I mean, it's one of those things where you put it out there and now it's everywhere. You ever done that where you think, man, I think I might like to get a car like that. And then everywhere you look, you see a car like that. Well, that's what seems to be happening with the airplane world. And there's a new one today. And this one may top all. This one may top all. Speaking of topping all, you can do it this Mother's Day by doing the right thing. My mom's getting them. Shh, don't say anything. I got them for them last year, my mother and aunt. And it was the great. They were so excited. They sent me pictures of how amazing Sherry's berries were. And the berries are huge, massive, incredible. You love your mom. She deserves it. You love that special woman in your life. Could be your wife, right? Could be your girlfriend or the mother of your child. Make sure you take care of them the right way. And Sherry's berries will, well, they'll definitely do that. Here's this. Get ready for this. All right? How would you like this? Sherry's berries offering massive, huge, freshly dipped strawberries starting at $19.99. Plus shipping. And right now, you can double the order for just $10 more. You pick the delivery date. These berries are guaranteed to arrive fresh, delicious, or your money back. And when I mean they're big, they're so big. You're like, are they berries on steroids? All right? Gourmet berries dipped in, I mean, we're talking about decadent toppings. Decadent. Chocolate nuts. You got chopped nuts, white milk, and dark chocolate goodness. It is incredible what you get. And for the money, your mother will be going, whoo, thank you. What did I do to deserve an amazing son or daughter like this? Tell you what, you're just a great mom. The only way you get the amazing deal starting at just $19.99 is to visit berries.com. Click on the microphone in the right corner. Use my code Benson. That's berries, berries.com. Code Benson. When you click on the mic, that's all you got to do right there. It is incredible. The amazing deal won't last long. This Mother's Day is right around the corner. Don't be that guy or gal. Do the right thing for your mom. Go to berries.com. Use code Benson and get the amazing deal. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson. It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show. Kid tested. Mother approved.
You text the program always 323-538-2423. Texter wrote in and says, isn't what that guy said free speech? And I said, yeah, it's free speech. It is. Doesn't mean you can't. You know, also free speech that I said he's an asshat. But where he ran into trouble is Adam Jones, the baseball player for the Orioles. When you throw something at a, from the stands to a player or anybody that's on the field, you've crossed the line, right? So you can't do that. Yeah, look, and we know that sometimes beach balls land on the field, you know, but you throw something at a player, you can't do that. You can't. Doesn't matter what it is. Watch a European soccer game, man. Those guys will go into the corner and take a kick, and they'll take a corner kick, and you will see bottles flying at them. You'll see all kinds of things happen. It's insane. Last year, Dani Alves of Barcelona went into the corner of one of the rivals. They threw a banana at him. And he picked the banana up, took a bite, then took the corner kick. It was the way he reacted was funny, but it's still a disgusting thing that somebody would say to themselves, they've got black players, so I'm going to bring a banana and throw it at him. One of the famed things in soccer about 25 years ago or so, John Barnes, who was a great English player, was actually playing, had been a star for England, was playing against his rival, and the same fans that cheered him one week threw bananas and made donkey noises at him the next. It's ridiculous, and it has to stop. It does. It absolutely has to stop. And, you know, we can sit here and say, isn't that free speech? Fine, that's free speech, but it's also an organization that owns the stadium, that owns its team. It's not a publicly traded organization. So if they want to kick your ass out for life, it's their stadium and their right to do so. So there's that. Absolutely there is. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Hey, let's have a little bit of fun right about now with your urban word of the day.
It's time for the urban word of the day, fam.
What? Right now?
Time to get a little more hip on the streets.
I can't understand a word you're saying.
Urban word of the day.
Oh, the urban word of the day. I think I know a few of these people. One of them used to work here, no longer does, moved back to his faraway land of Peoria, Illinois. Blake, I think, Anthony, would be considered this a room hobbit. A person who stays inside one's room for countless hours without ever coming out. Eventually, they smell, they grow maybe some scruff or a beard. They look disheveled, and they looked as if the world has passed them by, and they're okay with it. Many of you probably have young boys, and maybe some girls, but mostly boys who get stuck playing video games all day, and they're room hobbits. That's your urban word of the day.
Thank you for saying that in dated urban slang so that I'll understand you.
That there was the urban word of the day. We damn stretched your cranium.
Cranium stretched on that one. You text the program 323-538-2423. 323-538-2423. I just think it is, you know, in this day and age, you don't need crap like that, man. Right? I don't get it. I mean, people are so stupid. I don't care how excited you are for your team and how much you're a fan. Chanting and saying and doing any of those things is a disgusting, vile act. And the teams have every right. It is private property. That you do not own that team. Right? This is not a publicly traded company. This is not the Green Bay Packers where everybody in town has a share. No. This is a private organization. And I hope they find out who that guy is. And, you know, lesson be learned. Lesson be learned. And you can, and hopefully there's a bigger lesson here. But there's too many knuckle draggers out there. That's what I call you guys, knuckle draggers. Terrified of the world. Terrified of people with color. Terrified of gays. Terrified of anything they don't understand. Oh, my God. Knuckle draggers, you know who you are. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program. 323-538-2423. A lot of politics to get to. We're going to touch on it all from healthcare. Where's it stand? To the budget deal. What's it look like? Who's a winner? Who's a loser? It's the Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
In our new budget, we've ended years of painful cuts to our military and just achieved a $21 billion increase in defense spending. We achieved the single largest increase in border security funding in 10 years, with enough money to make a down payment on the border wall.
Well, that right there is the president talking about the spending bill that's lasts through September. So there could be a potential shutdown, at which time he has said, if we can't start sorting some stuff out, then there will be a shutdown. There will be. They are spending more money on border security. They've got a chain link fence that they're going to replace with a brand new, bigger, shinier fence. They are spending money on arts they thought they were going to get rid of. Amtrak got a big bump, a huge bump, $105 million. Phil, that made you happy because we know your love of train travel.
Absolutely.
Airport security gets an additional $331 million. New officers, K-9 teams to speed up the screening process. Campaign finance, CDC, coal miners. A lot of people look like they're getting paid. How much of that? It didn't seem to be that anybody really lost out. Now, they didn't build a fence or a wall or all this kind of stuff that we thought there was going to be in there. The Democrats are claiming victory because they got to keep some of the stuff that they thought, you know, that they looked and say, oh, my God, look at all the stuff we got. Well, it looks like everybody got a little bit of something, right? They spent a little bit of money. I always love how, where's the fiscal hawks that we always hear about with conservatives? We got the fiscal hawks. The guys that are about watching the budget, right? I'm going to watch the budget like a hawk. I'm going to make sure that we're above board and we're not doing what we've been doing in the past. And yet I see that we're doing what we've been doing in the past. We're just spending more money. Spending a lot more money. A lot. One of the few places that did suffer a little bit was the education department. The $68 billion budget is $1.2 billion lower than the spending levels enacted in 2016. That's $2.3 billion lower than Barack Obama's president when he was president and who had proposed for this year. That is one of the few. No change in embassy security. E-cigarettes got a little bit, huh? We're gonna spend some money on that. A little FDA review, executive orders, geological survey, federal workers' pay and perks. The bill continues to bar federal funding for abortions as part of the federal employee health benefits program. Fish and wildlife got $11 million more. Food stamps, kids, food stamps. Officially known as SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The bill slashes funding by $2.4 billion. They already spent $78.5 billion. And part of the reason for that is declining enrollment. It's not that there's the same amount of people or more. It's that less and less people are turning to that, so they don't need that kind of money. The president, though, he wants to make sure that people realize, because they're out celebrating the Democrats as if they won something. He wants to make sure that everybody that supports him, that voted for him, and there's some people out there, including a couple of the big immigration organizations that are against, letting people stay here and stuff. They're already pulling away from him. But he wants everybody to know that he's keeping his promises.
Defense, border security, school choice. The president delivered on his promises and got his priorities funded. And that's what the Democrats don't want you to know.
Well, that's because they're out there the loudest, screaming, look what we got, 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 look what we got. Did you see what we got? We got a lot of stuff. Did everybody see what we got? We got a lot of stuff. We got all kinds of stuff. Everybody's getting a little something. Everybody. Metro Rail, Washington's area bus and subway system, gets $150 million, producer Phil.
It's not going to help.
It's not going to help. I agree. That was Mick Mulvaney there talking about what the president said. Hey, we got all this stuff. They're out there celebrating. They act like we didn't get anything. But there is the future. Again, this only funds us for a few months. This gets us through summer. Past Labor Day, towards the end of that month, and then before Halloween even gets anywhere near here, we're talking about potentially another shutdown.
I don't anticipate a shutdown in September, but if negotiations, if the Democrats aren't going to behave any better than they have in the last couple of days, it may be inevitable. They wanted a shutdown. We know that. They were desperate to make this administration look like we couldn't function, like we couldn't govern.
Well, you guys kind of do that yourself. I don't think the administration, but I think the GOP has really kind of done a little bit of that to themselves, right? Just a little bit. A little bit at times, they've done that to themselves. Not a lot, but a little bit, you know? But I think that's all of, you know, Congress and all politicians out there. They seem to be struggling with this. But now, you've got to look at this in so many different ways, right? First and foremost, let's look towards the future. Let's look towards, we're spending a lot of money. And, you know, last night, it's been floated around almost a 19-cent hike, gas tax hike nationwide was one of the things that was floated about, because we haven't had a tax hike since 1993 when it comes to gas. And that could fund infrastructure problems across the country. And President, you know, Trump thinks that may be a good idea. I sit there and I scratch my head. But a lot of that has to do with the fact that I live in California and we just had a bill last week that was signed to raise our gas taxes so we can fund a bill or fund programs that we've already paid for. We've already paid for that. Now you want to raise it another, you know, 20 cents almost? My God, how much more do you want from us? How about we get spending in order? I look through this stuff and I'm like, you know, okay, National Parks gets a $81 million bump. Science Foundation, you know, gets a little bump, nothing huge. NASA gets $19.7 billion, is $368 million more than they got last year. I look at all of these official portraits. Here's one that I think is good. Opioid addiction. right? Opioid. Big spending increase is sent here. And this was a bipartisan victory. $103 million specifically designed to take a look at opioid addiction and how to reduce it. It includes $30 million in block grants, Planned Parenthood, the Democrats got what they want there, Postal Service, which we really just don't need a do we really need a Postal Service? I mean, honestly, when's the last time you sent a letter? I'm trying to think when the last time I sent a letter to anybody. I can't remember the last time I sent a letter to another human being. Producer Phil, when's the last time you sent a letter to a human being? Not an email, but a letter to another person or anything.
I sent a birthday card.
All right, there you go. So, could have done that, though, with, like, FedEx, you know? Like, why can't we privatize that and let them try to stand on their own? Public broadcasting, so they can breathe easier. Congress didn't make any cuts. School lunch program. So, you know, I don't know. I sit here and I look at some of this stuff and I'm thinking, my God, we spend a lot of money on some programs where I scratch my head. Everybody in this thing seems to be getting paid. Everybody on this seems to getting paid.
The president actually cut a tremendous deal for the American people. At the end of the day, that's who we think won in this discussion, in this negotiation, not the Democrats, not the Republicans.
I don't know. I don't feel like... I don't know. Did you check the mail today, Anthony? Did we win anything? No? Because he just said, Mulvaney just said I won something, but I don't feel like I won anything. I feel like I got cheated. I feel like I got cheated out of, you know, more money going to people, but that's just me. I don't know. Maybe I'm an idiot. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. People still texting in about what took place in Boston last night. People saying, well, isn't that free speech, what the guy said? You know, how could you say you can bar him from a place with free speech? Well, there's lots of reasons. It's a private organization. And, this person said, look, not that I support the actions at the baseball stadium at all, but a private organization like, say, a cake baker, obviously, who doesn't want to perform something. Well, you're denying somebody service. He had service to go to the game. Nobody said he couldn't come in. But you throw something onto the field. Peanuts, he says, maybe minor. Words are bigger. Absolutely, the words are bigger. And it's a private organization, right? You could go into a cake baker's place and start screaming and yelling at the top of your lungs, dropping F-bombs and N-bombs and this, that, and the other. They can ask you to leave because you're disturbing the peace, and they can get you to leave, right? This guy did something that was stupid and asinine with Adam Jones, calling him the N-word, throwing peanuts at him. And when you cross that line by actually taking something and throwing it onto the field, you can then argue, well, you've crossed the line to the point where it's silly, but you were throwing something at a player. Can't do that. You can't throw beer at them. You can't throw, and I know somebody's going to text me and go, what about people throw hats on the ice for hockey, like a hat trick? That's silly. Stop it. You know, people throw hats on the ice. It's a celebration. And, you know, I mean, you have to watch it. In fact, this past year, and Phil, you follow hockey, and one of the big things in hockey is, for whatever reason, the people like to throw octopus on the ice at the Detroit game. So when they get to a certain point, score or whatever, they'll throw an octopus on the ice. And PETA threw a huge fit this year saying you shouldn't allow that to happen. And sometimes they throw a live one. Sometimes it's dead. Every once in a while, they actually have behind, inside, underneath the stadium there at the old the Joe, they actually had an aquarium. So if you threw a live one, they would grab it and throw it in the aquarium. But you shouldn't throw anything on any field. And having been a player who'd played on a stadium, I had a lot of stuff thrown at me. I had stuff said to me. Being an American, by the way, who, geez, I'm dating myself here, about 25, 28 years ago, was playing in a sport where it isn't like it is now. And I wasn't welcomed with open arms, and I wasn't even liked by my own teammates because they felt like in a spot on this team, you're going to take a place from somebody who is another Englishman or a Scottishman. And it was at times uncomfortable, and I wasn't in practice, man. I got hammered. I got treated like crap at times. There was one time when I was walking with some of my younger teammates. We were like the, you know, we were in between being, you know, we were still youth boys, as they would call us, and the older pros, and a pro fired a ball at my head about 50 miles an hour and cracked me like you could not believe. He was on my team. So, yeah, you've got to watch. Again, you can't cross that line. And it's a private organization, right? It is. And they have every right to say, you can't do this here. This is the terms of this. And when you throw something on the field, boom. This is what it is. You know what the fine is for running on the field? I found this out. In most stadiums, it's only like $250. I didn't realize that. That's something to think about next time you're going to go to the field. You want to take your clothes off and run across the field. You're only going to probably pay $250. I'm just pointing that out. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. Text the program as well, 323-538-2423. Wait till you hear this newest debacle on an airplane, and it is great. The audio is amazing. And what took place today on the Hill that makes me scratch my head. It's the Chad Benson Show.
On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 sucks and 10 rocks, welcome to Talk Radio's 11. It's the Chad Benson Show.
These guys are 11.
Today, all the big CEOs of all the airlines were on the Hill being grilled by congressional people over God knows what, over bad customer service and overbooked. Is this really what we care about? Let the marketplace set it. I don't need a congressional hearing and wasting everybody's time. Shouldn't you be out solving world issues? Shouldn't you be out doing that? You're always in our business. Well, guess what? Let the marketplace set itself up, right? If we don't want to fly United because they kill our bunny and they punch a guy's tooth out, then so be it. Producer Anthony's leaving tomorrow. He's on his way to Hotlanta. We're doing all we can to get his ass whooped so we can get some money. We may even send a film crew with him. We want to make sure we get it in 4K. Good God, I don't want him just whooped. Chris, we want big money. We got 7 figures. Remember that tomorrow, Anthony, and scream like a little, just a little girl that saw a mouse. Social media, yeah. And guys, when Anthony gets whooped up on, I want you guys to just make it go viral. All right, we want Anthony embarrassed. We're even going to put some rouge on his face so when he appears on Good Morning America, he's like, oh, my God. Yeah, that's what we want. We're doing it all right? But I find it to be ridiculous. I really do. I find the whole thing to be ridiculous that you're wasting your time. Let the marketplace set itself up for failure or success. And if these companies suck, then you know what? We'll look elsewhere. All right? Now, in saying all of that, we have got another phenomenal airplane story. This one, Dateline Tokyo. Oh, yes, kids. Flight getting ready to come on over here to Merca. 11-hour flight, too, by the way. So already it sounds there have been some people that maybe stopped by the bar before being announced that their row was ready to sit down and get ready and hunker down for that 11-hour flight. Again, a long flight, right? Long flight. People probably had a few pops when all of a sudden this happens.
Brawl broke out between passengers before a flight takes off from Japan to the U.S. It happens to start when the man in the red shirt punches the man in the black shirt, fist flying, no discipline fighting there. A flight attendant desperately trying to stop the two men. Just when you think it's over, the man in the red starts again. Japanese newspaper reports he's American, drunk, acting violent, led to his arrest. Unclear what started the fight.
Well, it might have been the red shirt, because the red shirt was really, it was too much for everybody. That's what I had to say. And so what ends up happening is, so there's a guy sitting in next to the window, right? And then there's a guy that is in the row before for them, and that's when you come on. The guy in the red shirt's wearing an ugly Hawaiian shirt, and he's in the front row, and the guy behind him's wearing all black with Beats Dre headphones on, I think, and they get into it. Now, the guy in the back row really just unloads. He just unloads, and he gets a few good pops in. That's when the guy in the front, in the red Hawaiian shirt, comes back with what is obviously a five-finger death punch, as they would call it, the slap. He learned that at the, he's a dandy fop, if you will. He slapped the guy. And then the guy went to town on him again and ripped his shirt. Ripped it. But it wasn't over because then he was able to wiggle out of the seat and they went to brawls again. That's when this courageous lady got involved.
Look at that flight attendant, that little petite flight attendant who has to get in the middle of these two clowns.
There you go. And that's what happened.
Look at that. Look at how brave she is. I would have been cowering under a seat.
I understand why she was brave, because one, that's her job, and two, these men clearly don't know what they're doing.
They don't know what they're doing, and again, it's not her job. Nowhere on the thing, when you're filling it out, does it say at any given point, by the way, there may be some drunk passengers, and you will have to referee the fight. We do not have a standing eight on the fight. Somebody will have to actually be unconscious. There is no saved by the bell. No! Nowhere on that does it say that. Man, air rage is really, it's all the rage, actually. Air rage is all the rage. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, C-H-A-D-B-E-N-S-O-N, chad@chadbensonshow.com. It is Tostada Tuesday, because remember, a tostada is just a taco that hasn't finished its love. That's all I'm trying to tell you, kids. It's the Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show.